I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The war in Ukraine is still not let up. In fact, fighting is so bad that frontline towns are being evacuated. There is hope, Slavic Gospel Association's Brett Laird shares.
Last week, I was traveling with a team of five Ukrainian pastors and ministers to some of the frontline towns in eastern Ukraine. These are really being hit hard by artillery strikes and a lot of fighting. We were there and we were visiting evangelical churches that are in those towns and ministering the gospel and to the daily needs of people despite great risk for themselves.
Laird helped hold an outreach where over 100 people came, were fed, and heard the gospel. However, SGA's Crisis Evangelism Fund, which supports these churches, is running dry. Would you consider donating to help? Get the details at missionnews.org. And as wars rage, terrorism looms, and religious persecution grows, it's good to remember that while opportunities to share the gospel are constantly shifting, they're not ending. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says there are growing requests for their scripture booklets in places where sharing the gospel can be dangerous.
There are places, particularly in Pakistan and India, where there is a tightening of things, and time is short. And most of our major distributors are well aware of this, and they are pressing the urgency.
And elsewhere, especially with the movement of refugees, ministry doors are opening, and the demand for scripture is growing. Head to missionnews.org to learn how you can be part of this ministry wherever you go. Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported thanks to you. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.